getting this we pluralism there, you know. So anyway, with that, here's Roseanne Barr talking about Jews herself, okay?
And I've been trying to say this to Jewish people for 100 years, and to Americans and to everybody. You know, there's an enemy within, and I think we all know that. And what are we going to do about it? You can't ignore it.
The unified field of bullshit is what I call it. When you can't tell what's true and what isn't true.
No, racism ain't nothing like Jew hating.
Well, I disagree with you on that. I'll tell you why. Because you're hating the Jews based off prejudice and things you think you believe about them.
No,
that's racism.
What is it?
Then explain to me why I'm wrong.
Jew hating is you hate the Jews because of how they act. It's different.
Oh, because it's true? Oh my God, we're in so much trouble right now. I love it. That's a good point, because racism and those prejudices, they're not true, but the Jew one is.
Well, for some of them, good God.
Some of it is
true. I feel like I'm so ashamed.
Let's talk. You know what?
I want to apologize to all the Gentile nations for shit the Jews.
Let's let the healing begin. Let's apologize. It is true. A lot of the stuff they say about us as Jews is true.
So true. It's horrible.
All right. There's your humor for the day, though. I thought that was cuter than hell like that. I like Roseanne. But, you know, whenever you try to draw out things like what happens in times of war, and a lot of people go, oh, it's the war, like that, you know. But no, it's behavior. Just like watching these kids playing these violent video games, and they lose their electronic man, and they trash their entire room, break their computer, keyboards, everything like that, throw the remotes, you know. This just builds anger and stuff. Well, not all people that play those games are that way, but a lot of people are. Like, and you watch those gamer rage videos on YouTube. They're hilarious. Like, and you got to think of the amount of money that they spend, and they have to go back out and buy the stuff again, you know. I guess it's great for commerce. Anyway, one other thing here, if there's any calls coming. I come across this article here on Telegram, and I'm going to attach this to possibly the vaccine deaths. And it says, I'm a Meta insider, that's Meta, Microsoft, insider working on Project Lazarus. This is what I call identity theft. We're building an AI that can take over a deceased person's social media accounts and continue making relevant posts as if that person is still alive. This includes age, progressed photos, interacting with other people's content, and everything else needed to make it look like that person continues on in the digital realm after the physical death. We're originally told this would be a service offered to people struggling with the loss of a loved one and whose people who had missing children. Seemed like a decent idea. Things are getting weird now, and I'm having second thoughts about what this is actually going to be used for. The AI is extremely capable of impersonating people. It doesn't take as much as initial input as one might think to train the AI how a certain person interacts with the digital world. It is, and you can do that by the predictive texting on your phone. It actually knows what you're going to say next. You know, it develops. You know, so anyway, it talks about AI is how a certain person interacts with the digital world. It is very convincing. An entire island of people could go missing, and with little to no downtime, the AI could take over all their social media accounts, and the world wouldn't have a clue that life wasn't just continuing as usual. And a lot of the project is becoming more compartmentalized. That's usually how these things work here. But anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting there. So, again, I wonder if that's what's happening here when you don't hear from someone and, well, maybe they died or something like that. Now it might be popping back up again. I had a video here of Alex Jones blaming the Muslims for owning the Federal Reserve. Remember, China owns Hollywood. I have to laugh at Alex Jones. I'm sorry. Anyway, phone lines are open if you want to yak or anything like that. I've got more information here, though. If I can find where I was at. So, Kim Jong-un has announced the readiness to destroy the capitalist of the United States and South Korea if they choose military confrontation against the DPRK. Again, everything is heating up. I don't know if you know that John Pilger, a world-renowned journalist, has finally, I don't say has finally, but has passed away. I loved all his videos. One of his recent ones was The Coming War on China, where it highlights what the U.S. did down in the Marshall Islands with their atomic testing, which at the time I had played a video on Rivero's show when I filled in for him, and Mike had lost his YouTube account for that because I had highlighted a video from one of the local news stations about these nice immigrants coming from the Marshall Islands to seek medical health like that, but they didn't say anything about the atomic testing, and I dubbed that in there. So, anyway, Russia is now openly shooting down Israeli missiles over in Syria, and this is from the Sputnik, where the Russian anti-aircraft missile systems, the Panzer-S, has shot down 10 guided bombs and 3 cruise missiles launched by Israel's Air Force towards Syria. The Russian Defense Ministry Center for Reconciliation of Opposing Sides in Syria said on Friday, despite the longtime presence in Syria for the Russian forces, this is a relatively new development, and I think this is on the cusp of what's going on in Gaza, that a few of these countries are getting a little bit tired of what's going on, because Israel right now this morning is doing massive bombing in South Lebanon. And if you remember Anne Murray back in 1983, her song A Little Good News, you know, woke up this morning, you know, Bryant Gumbel was on the, you know. So anyway, it never ends. And all this would have had to have taken care of is years ago is to sign these Abrams Accord, get it done, or I guess they called Abrams, Trump wanted to call the Trump Accords. But anyway, no one wants peace. It's constant war. And I always figured, you know, with today's video gaming and stuff, why don't all these world leaders have all these video games like Call of Duty and whatever like that, and they could play themselves, and they could kill each other and leave our children alone. Well, there's no money in it. Just like Blinken said, that 90% of the money being sent to Ukraine actually stays in America, and it makes jobs and stuff. So you're going, oh, well, I get to take part, you know, if you're American, I guess as a patriot too, that you get to help kill Russians, which was an Orthodox Christian country. You get to help kill Russians and watch Ukrainians get killed and everything like that, just so you have a secure job. That sounds right, right? And plus all these politicians that are getting paid big bucks for passing all this crap like that. It's sickening, you know. And according to high-ranking Egyptian officials, Iran and Egypt are expected to restore diplomatic ties in exchange for their ambassadors after decades of estrangement. Again, the entire Middle East is actually, because of Israel right now, the Middle East is uniting the Arab Muslim world and Persian. There was a blurb on one of the Telegram channels that Russia came to the aid of its own citizens, Russian-speaking citizens, in the eastern of Ukraine. And then it asked rhetorically, where are the 2 billion Muslims on behalf of Gaza? And we know that tensions are flaring up with Turkey, and of course Yemen. But this could tend to get out of control like that. And there's those hawks out there, like Lindsey Graham, that would just love to see this. Again, they won't be fighting. They'll be sending your kids. And again, like I say, Biden has said that the U.S. Troops would be fighting Russians pretty soon. Again, this whole thing was started over the U.S. doing that coup in 2014. They always omit things. You remember this invasion Iraq, showdown Iraq, shock and awe, or when the U.S. illegally annexed Hawaii, which wasn't a state until 1950, so you can think about that during World War II, that a military outpost was attacked, which they knew of because of Captain Eric Nieve, who broke the Imperial Japanese Code in 1939, almost full 2 years before, as well as the German Enigma machine and stuff like that, you know. But all these wars are started by usually some shipping incident or something like that. So with all those flat tops and destroyers and armadas, whatever like that, you know, all it takes is to get the American people on board is to either let a ship be sunk and have, say, 5,000 on a carrier get killed or whatever like that, you know, or whatever, a frigate or a sub or whatever like that, you know, and that'll get Americans on board because, well, we've been attacked, you know, like that. Well, the old saying is, you know, don't go to war, you know. Shouldn't have been sending your ships over there in the first place, as well as the fact that everything the United States is doing with Israel is a violation anyway, because Israel is basically a rogue state with its nuclear program, bio program, all this stuff, you know. And so the U.S. they should not even be doing that. But anyway, where are we at? Here. Ukraine does not have enough money to pay the internally displaced persons. You have to think, I think it was 20-some-odd million people that have been displaced already, and now we have all the people that have been lost their homes and stuff because of Russia's special military operation over there. But this article says, how much does it cost to sweep the streets of a Ukrainian village? And it says, in the urban-type settlement of Donetsk, in this district of the Kharkov region, a tender was announced for the services of landscape in the territory subordinate to the customer. The cost of the service is estimated no more, no less than $24,286,740. I'm not sure you pronounced that last word, hryvnias. That's their currency. Almost 57.5 million rubles, or 582,956 euros. That's for one service of sweeping streets. Remember, Ukraine is the most corrupt country in the world, or Europe anyway. I put United States first there. But the area of the entire village, by the way, is only about 2 square kilometers. In 2022, the population of the village was 8,000 people. And now, according to the official data, there are only 3,000 residents. And a lot of those people are leaving, taking their children because of the way they're snatching up these boys and putting them into the military. And now, of course, they're doing girls. And I've even seen pregnant women out there on the front line that are being forced into conscription, I guess you call it. Yeah, where are we at? And so it goes on to say here that from February 1st of 2024, about 2 million citizens of Ukraine may lose their social benefits. And, of course, the way I thought of that is that I'm sure this administration would have no problem taking funds from the U.S. Elderly, you know, whether it be their Social Security or what like that, you know, and send that to Ukraine because they don't care about Americans anyway. Matter of fact, I was just watching a video, and this is important to me because it was on China's high-speed rail system. And I know a lot of people have this built-in reflex, knee-jerk thing about China, but the massive bridges they build, the bridges, the tunnels, the highways, fast-speed, high-speed railroad, and out of $34 trillion, which is going to turn over the clock here pretty soon, $34 trillion, we here in America have rainbow-colored crossings and sidewalks for $34 trillion. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? There's no infrastructure built. Like I say, if they wanted to do something with bringing these immigrants in, you'd think they would have at least built them homes and stuff like that ahead of time, you know, but they didn't. So now they're talking about housing crises and a housing shortage, housing bubble, market collapse. It's going to get bad here, and they're talking that this may be the recession of 2024, but 2025 might be the great, great, great depression. And it's just total corruption of banking. And you never hear about bankers themselves. You might, you know, Sam Bankman-Fried might go to jail or Bernie Madoff like that. But these big bankers that have built this country for God knows how many billions of dollars bailing out their failed banking system, their fiat money system, well, they always walk free. It's like these guys that have these big chemical spills and explosions. They'll throw a few saps underneath the bus, like the Bhopal, India, that out of almost 500,000 people affected on that Bhopal thing, by the time they got done, 3,800 people killed outright, another 50,000, something like that, have severe disabilities with their lungs and stuff. But it originally affected like 500,000 people. And six people were indicted for that. One committed suicide or died. And the other five got 2 years in jail and $2,000 fine each. That's what justice is. So anyway, we'll pick up Thomas there in New Mexico. Good afternoon, Thomas.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I just want to share, and I may sound un-American for saying this, but I'm going to speak the truth. Our nation is, Russia doesn't want war. I've been keeping up with this since 2014 with Ukraine and Russia. And Russia is sick and tired, and so is Iran, and a lot of the Arab nations are sick and tired of Israel, which is doing genocide, murder. On the last night, I was listening to Al Jazeera. I can't pronounce it.
Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera.
Yeah, Al Jazeera. I was listening to them. Sounds like they're bombing, carpet bombing the south side of Gaza, killing more babies. Our nation has become a terrorist nation, the United States. Sorry to say that, but that's true. So is Israel, because the United States is funding Israel. Russia is helping Syria, I heard you mention. And I actually stand for Russia and for Iran, even though I'm an American.
That's
Why?
Fine.
Because Russia and Iran is actually they're for the Palestinian people. So since they're for the Palestinian people, I'm all for them. And I don't stand for my own country, because our country is now a terrorist nation. Russia is trying to help out the Palestinian people. And that's what Iran is doing in the Red Sea. Yemen. The Houthis over there in the Red Sea. So what they're doing is helping out the Palestinian people. And again, I have, if anyone has a right to say that, I should have the right to say that our nation, the United States, is a terrorist nation. We're killing, murdering babies with abortion, and in our own country, is targeted individuals. Myself, Julia Thompson in Florida, another targeted individual. Many more other people that are being targeted. So, before you took my call, the more I kept thinking about this, with what our country is doing and funding Israel to kill babies and innocent people in Gaza, it was getting me kind of fuming mad. But I thought, no, I'm going to calm down when they take my call. No, because I don't really even like to hear cussing myself, but I almost was going to cuss, but I'm holding back.
Well, Thomas, I disenfranchised.
It gets me angry.
Yeah, Thomas, I disenfranchised myself, because when you were saying earlier, when we, you know, and again, we're back to that pluralism stuff. When you're using we as in us as in America, again, I don't authorize any of this stuff. I have a good conscience.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't use, I don't mean like we, like you and me. You are not, the people are being it. I mean, our nation, our government, not, I'm sorry, I used the wrong word. I take that back. Please forgive me. I didn't.
We got a break coming up here, but it's those that are responsible, like those that load the bombs, all this stuff. You know, those are the we's. You know, they're the ones that are complicit in it, okay? Anyway, thanks, Tom, for calling in, okay?
You're correct. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Right.
Rainbow Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! Well, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Authentic News. This is Keith Rogers sitting in for Mr. James Fetzer. And I'm seeing some names that look familiar here from the old days. But Kathleen in Texas. Are you there, Kathleen? Hola, amiga. Bienvenidos y Estados Unidos. Oh, well, maybe we can throw her around. We'll pick Lauren over in Ohio. I know Lauren.
Hey, Keith. Happy New Year.
Hola. Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you what, I think this is going to be a fabulous New Year. Because I think people are finally to the point where they understand that there's no man you're going to vote for or protest that you're going to march in that's going to put a piece of meat on your plate or a morsel of information that matters into your children's brain. And, you know, a lot of moms and dads figured out what they were doing with the schools when they started seeing what they were the kids were looking at on those computers and what they weren't looking at. I mean, so we have all kind of power. This is, truly an opportunity for us. But with regard to how they're doing this, the demoralization, I don't know if you heard this. It was an interview between G. Edward Griffin and Yuri Bezmenov.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Yes, was that outstanding or what? But I yes. can see it played out in front of me. Here's the trick. How do you fix it? We just go back to living. We raise our own children. I'm sorry, but there's nothing in the Bible about send your children away to a school run by Satanists, pedophiles, and perverts. Give them 8 to 10 hours of your children's time every day because, well, you know, they need to be socialized.
Well, you remember what he was... Yeah, Lori, remember what he was saying, though, this collectivism is to the point now where you can't tell the difference between some of those far left, a Nazi or a communist or anything like that. They've blended themselves in so much into our society, we just need to disenfranchise from them.
Well, but the thing is right and wrong is wrong, and everybody knows which one is which. So when you tell a boy that he can be pregnant or that he can be a girl by cutting a gaping hole in his body and having breast implants...
Well, you sure clean that up.
Say it again?
You sure clean that up from the way I tell people.
I'm trying to behave myself. This is a new year, and I'm going to be gracious and calm, and I'm not going to get all excited because my getting excited doesn't change a thing. But you getting involved, raising your hand in your life, that does everything. I don't have control over everything, but I have control over everything that matters.
Yeah.
And I like things to be my fault. If it's my fault, my fix, I can fix it. If it's not my fault, I can't do anything about it. So what am I going to do? Sit around and cry, complain? What am I going to do? I'm going to get up and do what I have control over. So if that means, you know, find a piece of land with a couple of neighbors because we live in the suburbs and nobody's ready to move out to the country. But, hey, we've got a little plot of land and we can have, go out there and garden and bring the kids, bring the grandkids. You know, start changing our habits. Cut the money off of these people who are doing all this, like adding the bug protein to your food. Sara Lee, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Gallo, Pierre. So, you know, why are we buying from these people?
Speaking of that, Lauren, I find out this stuff. I actually write the company and I tell them, they have all these darn contact stuff. I write them and say, I'm not buying your product no more.
Well, here's the thing, though. We have let everything get so centralized. We shouldn't be buying their products anyway. Because you put your whole food supply in a centralized space. I work with Amish farmers. I get my cow. I get my pig when I'm eating pig. You know, I have a farm. I grow chickens and turkeys. I mean, we have to change the way we live. This thing that we're doing where we hold computers and touch kiosks and keypads and all that, that's not what God built. So you're trying. It's like putting sugar in your gas tank and taking all the oil out of your car and the antifreeze in the winter. I mean, you can do it. You've got the power to do it. But stuff's not going to work right when you do that. So when you do things like take God out of the schools, take the Ten Commandments out of the schools, take Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. If you just call it truth, if you're Muslim, Mormon, Mexican, Mason, I don't care what you are. The truth is still the truth. I don't care what you believe. I don't care what your rituals are. You didn't create this place. He did. And you didn't create any man. All you can do is mutate him with your soy and your surgery, and you're mutating and destroying and devolving and degrading. And that's the definition of Satan. It's exactly what doesn't work versus Jesus, which is truth, which is what works. So a mom and a dad, you know, two parents, it's a mother and a father. A parent is actually, I don't use that word. I'm not a parent any more than I'm a U.S. citizen. But my point is, we have all the power. You can bring your child, keep him home, teach him real things, and have a competent, happy, sane child. Or you
can
keep putting him in school and trying to get the Christian kids, oh, they'll be an example for the other kids. No, they
I know it. Yeah.
Down that toilet.
Yeah.
And
that's
and
a scripture.
Yeah. Beautiful Christian friends, and that's what happened to their kids.
Yeah, so, Lauren, the way I look at it, scripture says, let the dead bury the dead, your eyes to feel no sorrow.
Well, and let us have life and have more abundantly
in
obedience to Christ. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
All right, got a break here. Thanks for calling in, Lauren, okay? Always good to hear you again, okay?
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Keith Rogers sitting here for James Fetzer on Authentic News. A reminder that RBN's New Year's Rebel Madman Rabble Rouser is sponsored for this month here. If you'd like to support it, call 800-724-2719. And if you can leave a gift of $250 or more, the lucky winner will receive a package gift containing a Confederate battle flag quilt and an RBN mug, t-shirt, and business cards, et cetera, like that. The winner will be determined at the end of January. So I'm going to jump back up here and pick up who we lost before, Kathleen there. And I want to do a humanitarian thing here, so I'd like to leave some time for that about something that's kind of been pressing on me. So we'll pick up Kathleen there, okay?
Hey, Keith. It's a great show. I heard you being interviewed on the Revolution Radio show of
Fetzer.
Yeah. It was great. And I hadn't heard you for so long. And today, I would have been disappointed with anybody else. You are not. You are a great fill-in. You don't disappoint people. And so, anyway, I'm glad to hear you. And then, just one quick question: You used to have this lady that called in. She was one of your regular callers.
Gail?
You call her
Granny Patty? Yeah.
How's she doing?
Her health is getting pretty bad. She's got that four-stage emphysema there, but she's perking still. But she said it, she sent me a tweet last night, said she made it. Actually, she sent me a telegram, said she made it to 2024, so that's a blessing for her, I guess.
Yeah, so, well, anyway, my prayers. And I just also would like to acknowledge Sam, the producer, donating his salary for today to the network. My goodness. So anyway, okay, well, you take care, and you're all in my prayers.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in, okay? I got Tom in there in Florida, too, but let's go to Dan over there, truck driver Dan, I think it is, up there in Washington State.
Hey, good to hear you, Keith. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
I called about Argentina, but real quick, Lauren's call. what's also frustrating, you know, that the people got together to pass a law against funding transitioning minors or minors trans, you know, trans sports, and the Republican governor vetoed it.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's just a disgrace. The guy, so hopefully, you know, but are the people smart? Are they going to pay attention enough to get rid of that guy in the future?
Well,
or are they just
maybe he was the one that was caught in the Senate with that young gay Jewish boy.
Yeah. But, yeah, you got Les Wexner in Ohio. Oh, there's a whole Ohio syndicate there, I guess.
Yeah.
Giant.
Well, remember back in the 80s, it was the Franklin scandal of the homosexual ring that was sweeping the White House, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, real quick, what do you think about this guy? And I think it's a CIA plant, but this new Argentinian president, Milei, apparently he's a libertarian extremist. I guess he named his two dogs after what was it, Von Mises, or these libertarian philosophers, and he pulled Argentina out of the BRICS system, and then he wants to convert to Judaism. So at least he sees libertarianism for what it is, just like pure Israel Judaism. You know, so he wants to convert to Judaism and join the Israeli American Access. And he pulled them out of BRICS. So this guy's going to be interesting to.
Well, that's the intent. Yeah, Dan, that's the intent. Is there. The U.S. is trying to break up BRICS as much as they can. So, that, you know, I have a video called Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. And it starts out with the history of Argentina, how what a wealthy country they were, everything like that. And then, of course, I'll go this far. The immigrants from Germany, got into Argentina, and suddenly the entire economy went downhill. And this, you know, so if you can go there, and then the guy you just mentioned there, the same ties back from Argentina, back to Germany, back to Israel, stuff like that. Remember, capitalism is state-sponsored usury, and they did not want to give up on that because of the high interest rates and stuff that people are paying in Argentina, which means mass poverty, which causes more immigration. You know, this is a plot.
Yeah, I think they... Argentina sided with the Axis powers in World War II. They work out of a white nationalist country, but for that brief time, they weren't part of the international banking system, you know?
Yeah.
That's when they were doing good. And then, yeah, you're right. They had to get rid of that. So I always thought, like, maybe that's why Argentina was still messed up with their books, you know, their budget and everything. And
yeah.
Maybe they were still trying to get rid of the American dollar system, but... now they got this guy, so I don't know.
Well, you go back to the German miracle. Labor is what builds wealth. And here you have Jerome Powell saying that they need to cut millions of jobs. It's already 26% unemployment. I don't care what they say. Go to shadow stats and see the real figures. But they said they want to do that to keep the supply and demand versus what, in other words, people can't afford it. Then you have surplus, and then they lower the prices and stuff that way. It's all fraud like that, you know. But anyway, Dad, I need to move on here because I still want to get that other human interest thing in here. But I appreciate you calling. Yeah, no problem. Lynn over in Maryland.
Hey, Hey, Keith, thank you. You want me to hold while you do your human interest thing? I'll be happy to wait.
No, that's right, because Tom's in there. I know Tom will want to gripe about immigration or something like that, so go ahead. All right.
Okay, I'll hurry. Actually, while I was waiting, I found this quote. You know, I get your pluralism thing, but if we're paying taxes, we're contributing.
That's only by extortion, though.
And our bombs when it comes to Gaza. And I have to tell you, Senator Cardin obviously didn't pass my message along to President Biden when I suggested that Jill and Hunter and all the grandchildren go to Gaza for Christmas. No,
yeah.
They went to St. Croix or someplace instead for $7,000 a night or something. But I found a quote. The deputy mayor of Jerusalem actually was caught in an interview, flat out said, there are no Christians left in Jerusalem anymore. They've all been driven out. Remember Shireen with Al Jazeera? And it was nothing but a sniper hit.
Yeah.
I mean, that sniper cleared the other reporters and cameramen away from her, especially the cameraman. He was the one who got shot in the shoulder, because who could have protected her? The cameraman.
Right.
And then they took a dead shot in the back of her head. There are, I think, well over 100 journalists now that have been killed in Gaza and the West Bank.
I think it was 138.
And look at what they are doing to the people in the West Bank. And Hamas is not there. You know, this is ridiculous. They are genociding these people. And for everybody who thinks, and look what they're getting ready to do with the Houthis, you know, I just pull Iran into this. We could just have a nuclear war. There's a real good friggin' idea. But think of all the people that have held down a child to have a limb amputated without any anesthetic and then no pain medication. That is heartbreaking. I cry every day. I pray. I make phone calls. People, we have to speak up because nobody can speak for them.
Yeah, I saw carts of dead, burned Palestinian babies this morning on Telegram.
Call every one of your congressmen, senators. They are home this week. Call their district's offices. Get to know the staffer. And look, since October 8th, I've called. And I have to tell you, Christian Zionists, they have this BS that they're still talking about babies' heads getting lopped off on October 7th.
I know. Yeah.
It is not true, and try to convince them. But you know what? If 20 people, different people, tell somebody something, they might go, you know what, maybe there is something to that. You know?
Yeah, well, Israel's paying $5,000, I guess, a day or a month, maybe it is, for people to post pro-Israel post on the internet.
No. There's nothing pro about Israel.
No, I know it.
Netanyahu is a crook, the Knesset. They're all a bunch of crooks. And what I say to Congress all the time is, if this was any other far right-wing government, we would be having a fit.
Sure. Yeah, remember... Saud up there allegedly gassed 40-some out of his people there, and the red lines and all the stuff, missiles flying and stuff, you know. Again, though, Saud and those guys are all Muslims and stuff. Well, sure, they'll kill them like that, but, you know, the Jews, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, look, and now so we're bombing Lebanon, too, and we're going to bomb Yemen.
They are.
Those poor people haven't been through hell and back in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what are we doing? We are doing this because Israel doesn't have it. You know, let Saudi Arabia give them weapons. You know, let Syria give them weapons. They've already ticked off Turkey. You know, let Turkey back their butts up. Because
well, they're hiding this from you.
Why are we doing this? Because they're God's chosen people? Well, they're not proving it to me.
No,
they're not. It's a lie.
Yeah.
I
watched
lie.
Videos this morning of the Israeli IDF being brought out in body bags and stuff. Hamas is really tearing them up like that.
What do you think did October 7th? They opened the gate for him and disabled the surveillance, and then they put IDF checkpoints that wouldn't allow anybody in to go help the people.
That's
you know,
it.
Israel had every way of stopping that before it ever started, so they were in on the whole damn thing. And they're not going to let anybody out who can tell the truth of what happened that day. Nobody.
But all right, Lynn, well, I got to let you go, though.
And you're wonderful, and I've really appreciated listening to you, Keith. Happy New Year. And
yeah, Happy New Year to you. Okay?
It's going to be a good one. I just pray to God that he blesses us and he stops a lot of this insanity going around in the world. And I think if we stop participating in it, it might just end a whole hell of a lot of it.
That's it. All right. Thank you. Okay. Tom over in Florida. Tom, you there?
Hear me?
Yeah. Now you're here. Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know. You hit your button low. Anyway, Happy New Year to everybody. All good calls. Everybody made a good call today. Good day. And Happy New Year. And Lauren made a really good call. Let's talk about a few things that's going on. First off, you got to look at what's going on with John Snyder. This guy, John Snyder, the actor in Dukes of Hazzard, this guy's being called out because he said what the truth is, what they have to do to bumbling, stumbling, mumbling, tumbling bites. He should be with a rope. And Snyder's in trouble, and a couple other actors in Hollywood are. Clint Eastwood, he 90 years old, he's biting his dentures, whatever, or what he's seen with bumbling, stumbling by with the chair and all that. But this is all nincompoop nonsense, what's going on, Keith, with Lauren was bringing up, there's one guy that always used to call in for years, Miles Tremaine, and he's the one that always used to say, boycott, boycott, boycott. And he was right.
Yeah.
You got to boycott these criminals and, Walmarts and all that. They're, a lot of these Walmarts are going out of business. I mean, they're going to end up housing these illegal aliens in them. That's what they're going to be using for, like housing centers for these illegal aliens.
Yeah, hey, Tom.
I
wanted to break it on you on one thing, Tom, because I know where your heart is. I know you love America and stuff like that. However, I want to say something. Did you ever see the commercial from the Bank of International Settlements, which dealt with the vaccines and passports?
I really don't pay. The vaccine, to me, has been a whole...
Okay, well, this is... that the vaccine or the so-called injections were inseparable to the passports. This is what they were getting at.
Yeah.
And this goes right along with the Bank of International Settlements. Anyway, what they're doing, Tom, and this is what's important here, this is what they call biometrics. And this is where what they're heading to. This is why they're getting behind on this banking system here and why suddenly everything stops for Ukraine and Israel to this mad rush to the border with immigration. They didn't care before. But anyway, this is where, under the biometrics, the physiological characteristics, including fingerprints, hand geometry, iris shapes, face, voice, ear shapes, body odor, behavioral characteristics, all this is going to be logged. And this is what they're pushing for, is to have a total system of control. And it's all and 8 out of 10 of these migrants have already succumbed to this, to turn in all this stuff where it goes into their personal documents, everything.
Well,
this is what they want to bring into here.
Keith, they're bringing eight out of 10 of the people that are coming to the border are men, okay, military age.
I realize that.
With Donald Trump. Listen, Keith, this is what Donald Trump said today out of his own mouth. And I'm a witness to this, Keith. You want to talk to a professional witness about what happened in Marielle boat lift, let me talk to me. I know more about any other your other people than you know, okay? And I can tell you what Donald Trump said today. He said out of his own mouth, he said it's 20 times worse than the Marielle boat lift with all the mental crazies they're letting out, flushing their toilet in their prisons in Venezuela, Central America, and South America. They're bringing all these crazy
Tom
here.
Tom,
the last
caller,
wait, Keith, the last
caller. No, I got one more caller, but hang on. The United States made a deal with Venezuela, 450,000 immigrants. That's under Biden.
Okay.
Of that, there's over 400,000 Chinese living in Venezuela. This is where those are coming from. This is also because on oilprice.com, the U.S. issued drilling permits for Chevron over there out of Guyana. The place is about ready to erupt into a war. But see, the U.S. created this problem there to cause this. They issued these permits to allow these guys workers.
Keith, let me ask you something. What do you know about the Mariel? What do you know about the Mariel boat lift in 1980 when Jimmy Carter was president with the Mariel? Do you know anything about the Mariel boat lift?
No.
When they made a movie, Scarface. Well, and when they dropped, when Fidel Castro flushed his toilet in 1981 with the Mariel boat lift, he brought over 40,000 hardened criminals over here. There was murders all over the place. And the last lady was talking about Israel and the babies and all that. Keith, if we got 1 million of these 9 million illegals that are in here that are hardened criminals and mental institution patients, what do you think is going to happen to this country?
Well, I know, Tom, but you're missing the point here. It's your government doing it. They're the ones opening the prisons up. They're the ones that are releasing them. So blame the government, not the people,
Keith,
okay?
I agree with you, Keith. That's why Joe Biden says he's an Irishman Well, he's a dirty Catholic because he's for abortion.
No, he's Jewish.
Homosexuality.
He's Jewish.
He's probably a Jew, yeah. He's a Jew, exactly. He's a Kabbalist Jew.
I could have the Gordop play the damn thing of his rabbi blessing him.
Well, you know? There's Jews for Jesus, and then there's Jews. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's Kabbalist Jews, and then you got Jews that are for Jesus Christ, and they want morality and principles. So go figure, Keith. But, yeah, Biden's a Jew, and his son's a Jew, and they're all they're all dirty Kabbalist monsters. Well, can I tell you?
Yeah. All right, I got to let you go, Tom, because I got two more calls, and I need to get that little human interest thing in here, okay? But anyway, thanks for calling. Francis, over in North Carolina.
Hey, young man. Wishing you a healthy 2024, despite all the fiascos you got to go through in life.
Doctors.
And if don't get me started with those morons. But anyway, as far as speaking of the medical livelihood of people and so forth and ad nauseum, I think, you know, something, we need to take all the bloody politicians that are fighting off this this sex change crap, and that they want to advocate it for kids that have no idea what their sexuality is until they hit puberty to begin with. And let's do something really simple and common sense. Take the politicians and change their sex and see how they like it.
Yeah, well, again, it's population control. Just like telling men they can have babies. Men can have sex all they want, whether it's oral or anal. They're still not going to get pregnant.
Well, if someone tells me that a man can get pregnant, I'm going to know where did the computer start with.
They've even had things about anal birth from men. I could not believe that.
Huh?
I'm not kidding. Anyway, Francis, I need to move along here, so can you sum it up real fast, please?
I'll take care. Have a great week.
All right, my best to you. James in Vancouver, my last call, okay? James?
Illegals crossing. Hi, Keith. My observation of all these illegals crossing the border is that they were bought as slaves and sold into slavery in the United States. What do you think?
Well, you've heard Josh Hawley talk about that, where 250,000 are being used as child slave labor in these U.S. meatpacking plants. It's the same thing in Australia.
Right.
So they know what's going on, but Josh Hawley asked, he says, where are the fines? It's a $15,000 fine per individual that they hire.
Right.
And Mayorkas does not say anything.
Right, because they're all in on the cash, you see.
Yeah.
The slave labor operation. I just wanted to make that point. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Yeah, my best to you, okay? All right. I got a human interest thing here. I'm not sure if I have one more break here or not, but I'm going to start with something here. I live on a reservation here, and I've been in ham radio here for going on 48 years now. And, of course, I've been in the fire department. I've got all my radios that I listen to, law enforcement and stuff like that. And I've installed two extra radios for two new morgue units for our small little county over here. Why all of a sudden do we have three morgue units? That tells you something about these vaccines. But anyway, I listen daily to the amount of suicides and stuff here on the reservation. It's not so bad here, but up on the Blackfeet Reservation, it's really bad, and that's because of the fentanyl and stuff. But again, their borders are wide open. The CIA, all these guys are involved with these drugs, the cartels, the DHS has struck deals with them. But anyway, every once in a while, you latch onto a few little friends around here, and I get these little Indian boys that come by. I'm kind of stoved up there, and they help me with chopping my firewood and stuff like that because of filthy surgery back in 2017. But anyway, one of these kids actually belongs to, has two other kids, and their father isn't doing too well. They made his wife get a vaccine before surgery, and she died of massive blood clots right after the surgery. If that tells you anything. Anyway, that family has been kind of in a disarray, and of course the father has been, he's non-existent, drunk. The old saying, drunken Indian, and that's not to slur him or anything like that, but it's basically what it is on a reservation. So anyway, last fall there, it was about, we had about 10 inches of snow already, actually it was back in October, yeah, about 10 inches of fresh snow, and it was 17 degrees out, and we offered this family, which would be the father and the two, three kids. The boy, the oldest boy is 17. anyway, so they stayed wound up staying the night there because I found out later on that they didn't even have power at the house, you know, to heat the house and stuff like that. And sadly, the father spends more time buying booze than he does taking care of his children. And eventually he lost the children to CPS and stuff. Anyway, I've made good friends with his son like that. Anyway, the other day he'd asked to come down. This is on Christmas Eve, and he was going to meet his father. And this is kind of heartbreaking for me there because I have three daughters, and I always wanted a son and like that, you know. But anyway, he's a good kid, too, very sharp, very learned, too. He's like a sponge. But anyway, very alert. Anyway, so he's here talking to me, and he says that he's going to meet up with his dad, who's supposed to be working at the time. And I says, well, you need to go down there and put a note on your dad's door. And I says, here, and I gave him a dozen fresh eggs from my chickens there to take down there. And he come back a little bit and says that, well, his dad still isn't there like that, but he left the note. And so we're sitting here, and I'm going through some videos on YouTube here about tribal culture and stuff. I'm showing them things about Russell Means, about what the tribe, what the Lakota have gone through to try to make a living and stuff like that. Showing them videos of my three sons, Father Knows Best, Family Affair, of what it was to be like a kid would have one parent only and stuff. And I swear this boy was just soaking this up like that, you know. Anyway, while we're talking like that, his phone rings, and it's his Yaya. That's what that's Salish for grandmother. And alerts him to the fact that his father won't be here or home tonight because he's in jail. Jail for Christmas. And I watch that boy's eyes well up, and it just, I feel for him. And his father is still in jail, by the way, like that. But that's life on the reservation. And if you knew anything about what the FBI and others have done to the Native Americans to just drive them down, which reminds me of when I did an install of security cameras at one of the casinos here, and the casino manager said, boy, he says, this has been a boom for the reservation. And I says, are you kidding? And I took the casino manager outside, and I showed him a carload of little Indian kids. And I says, there's an inch of snow here, and these kids are freezing to death while their parents are in there trying to win the elusive $800 check or jackpot off of their per capita checks. And I said, they keep these guys in absolute poverty like that. They blow their money, you know, trying to think they're going to make a gain on it and stuff like that, you know. And then they have to live on commodities and stuff, get diabetes and die. That's the extent of the reservation. So when you think of Gaza, the world's largest open prison, just think of the Native American reservations around here. There's some beautiful tribal people around here. They lost their country. It's ours now. And yet they are taken care of the least. And it's just like you see with the Palestinians. And Americans have to realize what the indigenous people of Palestine are and to the indigenous people of America. Thanks for tuning in to the show here today. And I guess I'll be here tomorrow, too, unless I get a phone call tonight. So thanks for being here on the RVN, and if you can help support the network, please do so. We'll talk to you later.
I'm going to try a little help from my friend. Oh, I get high a little help from my friend. Yes, I get by a little help from my friend. With a little help from my friend.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Mm-hmm.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.